I'll take the text from Luke, but it has its parallel in Matthew. Verse 4 of 5. These are the words of the Lord Jesus, and they're dead serious. I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Matthew 10:28 says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. Now the going rate for the sale of sparrows were 2 per farthing. But on this other occasion, Jesus goes for the common discount rate. 5 sparrows for 2 farthings, not 4 sparrows for 2 farthings, but 5 sparrows for 2 farthings. Now he never makes a mistake, neither do the gospel writers make a mistake, and that in itself would be enough to prove that it was a different occasion. It was a different occasion for other reasons also. But it was told to the Lord's disciples. But as this is a gospel service, it was told to the disciples in the presence of unbelievers. So there's a message for both. Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. And here's Jesus, but I will forewarn you, whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yes, or yea, I say unto you, fear him. He was talking to disciples who were going out, and he said, well, now, you mustn't be afraid of people. You mustn't be afraid when they oppose you. You mustn't be afraid when they say nasty things for my sake to you. You mustn't be afraid of whatever forms of death they put you to be martyred. Because there's something more important than that. We are made up of body and soul. And as you know, death is the separation of the body and of the soul. The body gets buried or cremated. It rots. But the soul goes immediately into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. The very moment that the person's thoughts perish, because they die, their soul is either in heaven or it's in hell. In the book of Daniel, it says that there will be a resurrection unto life. But that some of that life is for those who will live in hell, a resurrection of shame, not just a resurrection of the body. But usually when we speak of the resurrection, we speak of the resurrection of those who are going to heaven. So there is a difference between the soul and the body. And one day the Lord, who's taken his body into heaven, he will come again and he will reunite our souls with our bodies. I suspect on reading Ezekiel 37 that the skeleton has survived. I don't know. And then all the parts come together, the flesh that may have been eaten by worms or whatever else, but that the Lord will do that. But it's the skeleton. I think, it's only that I think it, But give a good read to Ezekiel 37. So, to disciples, Jesus says, do not be afraid of those that kill the body. Then, after that, there's no more that they can do. That's the end of your being troubled. That's the end of their opposition to you personally. And then Jesus says, my friends. Now, preachers often say, my friends. Now, they don't really know the people they're talking to. But Jesus was talking to the disciples, and afterwards he went on to say, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Or the servant knows not what his master is doing. But of course he takes his friends into his confidence. The disciples, we who believe, are his friends. So, what does Jesus say to his friends? I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more than they can do. And you think, well, my bodily life is my only bodily life. But Jesus gave his life on the cross, didn't count 33 years too soon to do his work. And then Jesus says, but I'm going to forewarn you. And coming from the Lord Jesus, that's very serious. I will forewarn you who to fear, whom you shall fear. Don't worry about fearing people, but make sure that you fear God. Make sure that you live your life. And if you don't care about the effect it has on people, do be careful about the effect that it has on God, in the sense that God visits every sin with punishment. I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he has killed, so the Lord Jesus knows from the beginning who will be killed for his sake, so you can put it that way. The Father, after he is killed, then what? I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. It's the Father. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. And then, just to make sure we really think about it, Jesus says, yes, or yea, I say unto you, fear him, because man is very careless. Even disciples are very careless. They get terribly worried about people upsetting them. Or if it was in difficult days, they might be worried about whether they should say something for the fear of what people might react who don't like the gospel. But the Lord Jesus says, forget that. Forget that. You do not fear people. And if we do fear people, we've got a lot of work to do with our souls. You do not fear people, but you would be more than justified in fearing the Lord, who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Fear him. And here the comment is, you see, he doesn't say, after he is killed, he has power to put into heaven, but it's after he is killed, has power to cast into hell. Notice that word, it's used of Satan at the end times, we cast. You watch people ever casting a rod to catch fish. They throw it. And their aim is good, it's been no good. He casts unbelievers into hell. He casts opposers into hell. But Christians must not be afraid of opposition, because when they die, they will go to heaven. Now, it's put in a different way in Matthew, verse 10, chapter 10, and verse 28. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Now, the soul never dies. It either goes to heaven or it's cast into hell. But it's the part of us that makes us different from animals. Animals have ears, they have eyes, some of them have noses, but they don't have souls. And it's the soul that makes us think, love, care, interact with people, and do many other things. The soul is the inmost being, the thing that makes us different from everybody else, us, who we really are. So here, in Matthew 10:28, Jesus is saying, do not fear those who kill the body. It's not the important part. It's not the everlasting part. Because the people which gun for you, who hate your message, who are contrary to the faith, they're not able to kill the body. They're not able to kill the most important part of you. They can't get anywhere near the real you. You are sheltered by the living God. But rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So it's not just the soul that goes to hell of an unbeliever, it's the body as well. Now, the Lord Jesus was speaking primarily to disciples so that they would not fear man. But this message also makes a good gospel text, because there's every reason that anyone who is not committed publicly to Christ has much to fear. We fear him who is able to cast the soul, destroy both soul and body in hell. And while the body and the soul live forever in hell, they are destroyed. They can't do what they were made to do. They can't do what they were meant to do. They are destroyed. And those who speak against Christ, or those who just are too careless with their lives to ask the Lord what they should do with their lives, or those who hear the gospel and hear it repeatedly perhaps and do not believe or do not commit to him, have got to consider what their end will be, because the Lord is to be feared. And you can't play fast and loose with his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't play fast and loose with his message. If you are careless with it, then he will not be careless with your destiny. Fear him who is able to cast or to destroy both soul and body in hell. I forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. So when an unbeliever, time of death comes, after he's killed, he has the power to cast into hell. This is the Lord Jesus saying that. He does speak of hell from time to time, but not frequently, but it's always there. In the Old Testament, those who knew the Old Testament, the Jews in those days, took it for granted. They knew that it was part of the thing. But the Lord Jesus, there was a generation just before my time who were universalists, by which they meant that the Lord Jesus was so kind and so nice, he wouldn't allow anybody to go to hell. But it's not what Jesus himself says. I forewarn you whom you shall fear. fear him, which after he hath killed, hath power to cast into hell. And then Jesus says, in emphasis, yes. Think about it. I say unto you, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, I, the Son of God, I, the one who knows my Father, yea, I say unto you, fear him. I might have said more, but I won't keep you all day. We had a lovely time of teaching earlier. Usually the Sunday school and the sermon would be running at the same time. But as they've been added one to another, that's lovely, and that's enough for today. But do fear God if you're not a believer. Come to trust his Son, who died to take away your sin by bearing the punishment which was due to you. He had no sin, and therefore the punishment that was laid on him was not for his sin, but for yours.